This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Within a 24-hour period, the number of deaths globally from COVID-19 jumped from more than 315,000 to more than 318,000. And the number of infections climbed to more than 4.8 million. In the United States, the deaths climbed to more than 90,000 with 1.5 million confirmed cases. China's president on Monday supported a call for an independent review of the global response to the coronavirus pandemic under the World Health Organization once the virus is under control. And he defended Beijing's own handling of the pandemic. In a video message to a virtual meeting of the WHO's decision-making body, the World Health Assembly, President Xi Jinping also pledged $2 billion over 2 years to help with the COVID-19 response. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus called for an independent evaluation of the WHO's performance. U.S. President Donald Trump has led criticism of China and the WHO's handling of the crisis. Ghebreyesus added that the organization is committed to transparency, accountability, and continuous improvement. A company based in the U.S. state of Massachusetts says its experimental vaccine against the coronavirus showed encouraging results in very early testing. Cambridge-based Moderna, Inc. Said Monday that its vaccine triggered immune responses in 8 healthy middle-aged volunteers. The experimental vaccine generated antibodies similar to those seen in people who have recovered from COVID-19 and study volunteers who were given either a low or medium dose. The study is being led by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. In the next phase, researchers will try to determine which dose is best. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump's White House doctor says that he and Mr. Trump had numerous discussions about the evidence for and against the president taking hydroxychloroquine before the concluded that the potential benefit from taking the malaria drug outweighed the relative risk. That's the word from Navy Commander Sean Conley in a statement Monday night after Mr. Trump revealed earlier in the day that he had been taking hydroxychloroquine for about a week and a half to protect against the new coronavirus. The drug has not been proven for fighting COVID-19. Fox News Channel's Neil Cavuto urged the network's viewers not to follow President Trump's example. As U.S. states are relaxing shutdown and stay-at-home orders during the COVID-19 pandemic, President Trump is traveling more. He appears to be determined to model the confidence he believes the nation needs to return to normal. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden continues a virtual campaign from his Delaware residence. Biden seems to be